and drives along listening to this hideous goings on.
I just dropped trap.
Turn that off, damn it. Can't you see I got Chelsea in the car with me?
Oh, Dad, again, another problem. You and your damn implement. I have to walk around the campus. Oh, Monica Lewinsky, but she's barely older than me. Is that what you think when I bring her friends home from college? You want snarling from them too?
Oh, that'd be idiot. That would be the new frontier. A scandal to beat all scandals. He'd be going for the scandal award. Yes. Mm.
I wonder if anybody's hit that yet. I mean, she's so nubile. I mean, she is 18. You know, you always leave a man's family out of it. And so, Mr. President, if you listen, I ain't bringing her in a disrespectful way. She's just so pretty. You know, she's growing into her features. Everybody made fun of her because she was a little like a racehorse. You know, when it first comes out, he kind of stumbles around a little bit. That's how she was.
Yeah, but then a racehorse eventually, you know, starts to glide around, and she started to glide around a little bit. So, I just want to say some boy. Somewhere out there at Stanford. At least they get along good. You know, I think it's very important growing up. I am thankful for the time I spent with my father.
Yeah, I grease with Ellie. You know, and like Bill's guiding Chelsea, Daddy guided me.
I remember I was at Pat McGroin's bar when Daddy came in. He said, good, you're here, boy. All right, choke down that martini and come with me. I got a woman wants a double deuces.
I said, a double deuces?
She's like, yeah, some slag I'm hitting on the side, and she's always dreamed of two people. I didn't know who else to ask. I said, well, what's she like, Daddy? He said, oh, she's making me about 305, 315. I said, Daddy, I don't know if I want it. He said, oh, son, you're going to like it. Turns your butt. Oh, sweet. I said, well, all right. Can we get over there? And she opened the door. She said, why, Oscar, you did bring the boy, did you? I said, yeah, son. Come on, drop trial. We don't got to stand on ceremony with this thing. The next thing you know, Daddy or me are carrying our truncheons to the bed. Both of us fully turned out.
She said, I got a bad back. Y'all be easy with me.
And so we had at it, and I tell you what, it was just, it was fun, but it was disgusting at the same time. We were...
She was noisy, is what the thing was. I mean, she was noisy. She made a lot of racket. I said, Daddy, can you bring any duct tape with you? I said, Daddy, hold it down. I'm about to get bucked off.
I tell you, it was semi-hideous, but both of us achieved pretty good shag relies. Oh, man. Anyways, terrible. So, we rolled over and wrapped towels around ourselves to walk out on the balcony and smoke a Camel. She said, oh, you boys recharge. I got a love toy I want you to try in the shoebox under the bed there. So, we walk out on the balcony and smoke Camels. I said, Daddy, I'm honest with you, I don't know if I can hit that thing again.
Yeah, man.
Just wants to say I've been there, but especially she's going to break out, you know, gadgets and stuff. Suddenly we heard a blood-curdling scream. Well, we both hot-footed back in there. She's screaming, I'm paralyzed! You two must have broken my spinal cord. I'm paralyzed. I can't stand up. I said, that's because you're kneeling on your tatar, you fat bitch.